Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, so help me out of a jam here real quick, okay?
Okay.
Maybe I'm thinking about this a little too much, and maybe this is just for dudes listening, but Stacy and I have a new girl friend. She's a friend that's a girl.
Okay.
Closer to Stacy than she is me, but not much, because, you know, when you've been coupled as long as my wife and I have been, 16 years now, you make friends with the whole couple, really.
Right.
Essentially, mm-hmm. Basically, not just the one person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this girl that we know has been dating a dude for, I'd say, a month now. And Stacy and I met him for the first time very recently.
Okay.
So when we met them together, we were all in a club together, a bar, club, loungy setting, right? So Stacy and our friend end up in one corner. Maybe they're in the restaurant or in the restroom together. And me and the new boyfriend are together with each other for the very first time.
By yourselves.
Just by ourselves.
Two dudes,
right?
Hanging out.
Just two dudes hanging out. And this is very, very, very soon after he introduces himself to me. I mean, we're talking about 5 minutes go by between, hi, Bert, this is this guy's name,
right?
Blah, 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 blah. We all talk as friends. They go to the bathroom. So I've known this dude 5 minutes, right?
Brand new conversation.
Brand new conversation, right? Dude says to me, so how's the ass count in this place?
What?
What did he call it?
Yeah.
So how's the ass count
ass
in this
count.
Place? The ass count in this
what
place.
What does that mean?
He's asking me, because I was at the lounge longer than they were. They
okay.
met up with us. Basically, give me a scouting report of the women that are in this place.
Oh, geez.
The girl count and how hot they are.
Okay.
First 5 minutes I met this dude, he says...
This is supposedly the committed boyfriend of y'all's mutual friend.
I'm not exactly sure what the commitment level is. I mean, they've only been going out with each other for... Right. They've only been going out with each other for a month.
Wow.
However, I know that she's digging this guy a lot. And one of the first things he says to me is, tell me about the ass count in this place.
Oh, boy.
Now, does he get a pass for just trying to be, like, manly? Like, yeah. I'm going to try to bond with Bert and be as masculine as I can. I'm just going to say ass count because that's what dudes do.
That's what I'm throwing out there. Am I reading too far into it, or
I'd
is
be
it
so turned off? Mm-hmm. I'd be so turned off if I was your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's my second question.
Yeah, I would be turned off if I heard a guy I was going out with. Well, if he said that in a bar, yeah, I'd be offended.
I think that's what I agree with, Jen. Like, I think that's just because I get uncomfortable when guys do that. Like, I'm not a big talk like that dude. Mm-hmm. And I think some guys do that just because they think that's how dudes talk. Did he look like the type of guy who would say that?
Well, you make an impression of his looks after he says something like that to fit mm-hmm. your question. So I'm not really sure how to answer it.
Does he look like somebody that Wendy would date?
No.
Okay, then he has no right saying that.
And Wendy, again, she dates like these pretty boy Bushes.
Right. All the time. The Jersey Shore looking guys.
She would date the situation. Oh, gross.
She'd be Mrs. Situation.
See, like, I think in the guy world, though, I think if you're with your buddies and you've known them for a long time, like within your circle, you might say that to each other. But a brand new dude that you just met,
only I
have
answer that.
Never met. I have never met a guy.
You're talking to a completely different species
girls
about your own
that.
Species. We don't speak that language. Mm-mm.
So you think it doesn't say anything about his character at all? Like, this guy is a player, right?
No, unless...
Because to us, it would mean he's
okay.
a player.
Did
and
he...
he's going to totally run around on mm-hmm. her or whatever. But that's why I asked the question. Is it just dudes?
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378.
Did you see any actions to follow up what he said?
We were all with each other the remaining time.
Doesn't matter. If the guy is truly bushy like that and would say something like that, then he would say, then there would be some action. Like, he'd be elbowing you. He'd be checking out girls' asses as they walk by. He'd be, you know, somebody, some hottie with a low-cut shirt. He would point that person out. Like, he would indicate it. I do think that there are guys who say stuff like that, exactly as Jen said, because they feel the need to say stuff like that.
But then I
God. And as your friend, would she want to be with a guy? Because like I,
let's take one at a time just to answer Jeff's question here real quick. I didn't see any other action the rest of the night that would indicate he was that dude.
Then he's all talk. And I guarantee you, if he was around for 6 months, you know, you said a month now?
Yeah.
If he's around for 5 more months, he would almost be a different guy around you. He's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. If Jen's boyfriend said that to you, I would laugh out loud if I heard Jen's boyfriend say that.
He would never, in the first conversation.
He would never say that.
I think it's a character. I think it says who he is.
See,
a gentleman would never say that.
No.
Somebody that you care in the care of your friends with would never say something like that. I didn't explain that very well.
Well, if he wanted to impress you, if he was serious about this girl, he'd want to impress her friends. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
I want to get in with the friends because I'm with the girl. So he would bring up a different
right, but if he's trying to impress you just as a guy friend, he would say that.
Let's pretend that you're not you and you're a caller, because it'll be much easier if I pretend I'm not talking about you right now. I think that he may, being a listener to the radio or whatever.
He is not a listener to the radio.
Does he live in Atlanta?
Not saying one way or the other, but I know he is not familiar with the show.
At all?
At all.
Never mind then.
Okay. Good morning.
I caught a lucky break on that one.
Hey, V, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hey, how are you, Bert?
Okay, what's up?
Nothing. I was just going to call and say that I hang out with plenty of other guys and stuff like that, and that is an absolute foul. That is a no-go among most guys I know. And if, I were hanging out with someone new, that would speak volumes about what a boost a guy is, because you just don't say that.
I agree. That's a red flag. First conversation ever, I think that's a red flag.
And was he looking around the bar the rest of the night, or was he paying attention to your friend?
I'd say he was paying attention to our friend.
Okay.
And I wasn't, again, one-on-one with this guy at any point.
You never said how you answered the question.
He said, hell yeah, there is. Take a look around.
Well, let me tell you.
Look at that fine one up at the bar.
He's like, 421.
You know what?
You see the bartender? Tap that.
I'll tell you exactly what went through my head. To be totally honest with you, my response out of my mouth and my response in my head were two different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I would have taken response in head guy, but I didn't. Response in my head guy literally said in my head, I don't know, I'm married. She's the only one I look at. Is what came to my head, but what came out of my mouth was, I've never been impressed with the quality in this place.
See, that's you responding in a manly way. That's the man game.
You being a man, like doing the buddy bonding thing.
That's testosterone taking away your IQ points.
I wish the other dude.
Happens a lot.
I wish knee jerk guy came out and said that, because then he would have felt like a tool, and that's really what I wanted to say.
Yeah,
you guys touch tips.
We crossed the swords.
That's what you did.
Oh, my God. You better be careful where you say this.
Yeah, easy.
Robert, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, Bert. I tell you, I agree with you. The guy, that's a really tool remark, especially to make the first time out. But you're a better man than me, because I would have used head guy, turned the puppy dog look, sideways thing, and says, well, not as good as family reunions, but it's okay.
So what's the next thing? I mean, do we go ahead and do we tell the friend?
No.
I don't think we do
either. I think
either.
You have to ride it out for a little while longer
No, but I do think you should tell Stacy your response.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did leave that part out of the conversation when I was relaying that to her.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, I did.
The Bert Show.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Bert Show.
All right. Let's bring up intern Bianca. Today is her last day. She's got beef.
Oh, no.
All right.
She got beef with at least 2 members of the Bert Show beef on her last day.
Okay.
Bring it, girl. This is the way that you're going to go out right here. This is it. This is going to be your last impression on the Bert Show. Did you just spit?
No. I was trying to put this.
Well, she had spit the dip out of her mouth. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. No. We're getting her.
She bent down. I thought she was going. Okay, let's bring it on. All right. What kind of beef you got with the Bert Show here?
I can't hear myself.
We can hear you. Just take your headphones off.
No, it's no beef. It was just the whole Oprah situation. You guys were like, okay, to the listeners, you know, we'll help you with the whole video thing. And I wrote you guys a few weeks ago about it.
All right, let's
and
back
no
up.
One even acknowledged it.
Let's back up for a second here. Mm-hmm. What's the Oprah thing you're talking about?
You know, the audition, she's coming, sending a video, and, you know, you vote on it. It goes on her website. You know, the whole show thing.
And you're going to be pitching for that show, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
You're going to be pitching for a show on the Oprah Network?
Yep. Okay. I'll try.
All right. What Bianca's not saying is that Oprah is going around the country, and she is taking audition tapes, and she's offering up a show on her network, which is like hitting the lottery.
Yeah, definitely. It's on her new OWN network, and you can send in a 3-minute video of why you think that you should get the job. And you can qualify it in all kinds of different categories, whether it's going to be, say, a cooking show or a home and garden show or a decorator show. There's all kinds of different categories. Or you can go out for a general talent show. And tons of people mm-hmm. are submitting their video and kind of doing this PR campaign online. I'm sure your friends on Facebook mm-hmm. and Twitter have asked you to vote for them already. I mean, it's going crazy. The deadline is June 26th. They are coming to Atlanta for auditions. And I believe Dallas as well. And they did some in California. But they're only taking the first 500 people that go out to the Kohl's store. So your chances are much better if you go ahead and do the online audition.
So here is the offer that we're making to some of you guys. If you're really into this, what we want to do is we want to get you a videographer, get you a stylist, get you looking great with some makeup. We're going to bring you down to the studio here. Mm-hmm. We've got this big green room set up, so it will really look, really well professionally done, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Bianca's upset because we didn't respond to your request to do that?
Well, I'm not really upset. I was just like, oh, wow, you know, you could have at least said something back or...
Well, did you meet all of the requirements? Because I think part of your email had suggested that you didn't meet the 21 and up requirements.
Yeah, that part also, but I was still going to send one in because, you know, I just want to do it, so...
So you're upset that we're not helping you out
on a
contest that you have no chance of winning?
No, I'm not upset about it. I was just like, okay, wow, you could have at least said something back or something. I'm not upset at it, though. I got a video. It's coming up there. So
your email this morning says, so I hear that you guys are helping out someone with the whole Oprah audition. I was just a little upset after I heard that because I wrote you guys about this a while back and nobody even acknowledged it when I wrote it. But now, didn't you talk yourself out of that in the email, though? Like, I think I remember reading
the
email.
Limit.
Yeah, you said, never mm-hmm. mind, because it's I'm not 21 years old anyway.
No, I just said I'm not 21. I don't meet the requirements, but I'm still going to do it because, you know, you never know what can happen, so...
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the reason why I didn't respond back. Mm-hmm. But now you're trying to help someone with the audition tape. I just think that's a little messed up because you won't even help your interns, is what you write.
Mm-hmm. What would your show be about?
I don't even want to get into that yet. Oh. I'm not even into that yet.
Okay.
So if we were to help you out, because we're only going to help like one person out, if we were to help an intern out, right? Mm-hmm. And the entire Burt Show community was emailing us the last couple of weeks and we selected you. Mm-hmm. How do you think that's going to go over?
No, I'm not upset. I'm not trying to get it. I was just like, you know, upset that you didn't even say nothing back, but then you're pitching that. But I'm not upset about it.
Do we normally write back to the topics?
No, because our interns send us topics every single week. Yeah. We ask them to share their lives with us and what's going on. So as one of the topics that Bianca sent, she was saying that she wanted to audition for this thing, but she wasn't old enough to do it. But we typically mm-hmm. don't respond to the topics. It's just if you send in a good one, you get added to Bert's list. And then if we have the opportunity to talk to you on the air, we do. But we don't respond to every single one.
Yeah.
I've never responded to any of your topics.
Is it a timing issue where you feel you put the email or suggested the topic first before we did the promotion for helping a listener out? Because I don't know the timing of the whole thing.
It could be a timing issue, yeah. But I'm not upset. I was just saying, you know, I wrote that and now this is happening. You know, you could have at least said, oh, you know, we can probably help you out. But I'm not mad about it. I was just saying.
You keep saying you're not upset, but it says I was just a little upset.
I was upset when I heard about it. But now, I mean, I was just upset when I heard about it.
You want to respond to that? You were upset this morning. She was upset.
I guess I just thought that the tone of your email was really disrespectful.
Oh, no, not like that. I was just like, okay, wow, but it's not that big of a deal.
I just don't think I would have ever sent that to anybody that I worked for when I was interning. Mm-hmm. It's pretty disrespectful the way that you wrote it.
I wasn't trying to be disrespectful at all. Not at all.
That's the way I read it, too.
My butt's
well,
numb.
I'm sorry I wasn't trying to be disrespectful.
You have sort of like, I mean, your internship, I mean, Jen could speak to like your... the work that you've done here, but I would say in moving on from us, mm-hmm. I think that you really need to take a look at yourself and see how you handle like office politics. Because mm-hmm. I think you've rubbed some people the wrong way during your internship here, in all honesty.
Okay.
And it's something that I think in any internship, you're there to learn and take the experience that you have here and parlay it into something better and learn from that. Mm-hmm. And again, I can't speak to the work that you do here. I don't know if you're great. I don't know if you come in here early. That's Jen's area. She's okay. The internship
coordinator.
Yeah. But I do know that you've just rubbed some people wrongly on the staff. Mm-hmm. And that's a big part of either if you're in radio or you're not in radio, you got to get along with the people that you work with. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's your abrasive tone. I think it's some soul searching you got to do on your part. But I do think that if you take something away from this show, that mm-hmm. you really want to take a look at that.
And I would suggest, too, that if you're upset about something, maybe hold off on hitting send on any email that you write when you're upset. And I would say that in any office that you go to, because it came across as really not professional. You know.
Okay, well, I wasn't trying to be disrespectful or anything.
Yeah, and I just think, again, as an education here, because this mm-hmm. is what this is all about, doesn't necessarily mean when you come to a radio station that your internship is only, you're only going to learn things that have to do with radio. Mm-hmm. You may never be in radio again. Mm-hmm. But here's what I'm saying. Take this from here is that take a look at this overall experience and maybe ask yourself, like, why have I ended up in a situation where I've just rubbed some people the wrong way?
Okay.
Cool?
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
What are you going to do with this internship? You planning on being radio? You going to go and do something else? Like, what are the goals?
Just have our own show on Oprah's network. Hello.
I mean, you want to be in TV? You going to parlay this into radio? What are you doing?
I want to be in radio. I want to be like you guys, be on air. So hopefully, you know.
Bert had to work for 25 years before he developed the attitude he has now that you're learning from. So he's earned the right to rub people the wrong way.
But Jeff had yours as soon as he got in. Uh-huh. So it goes both ways. Uh-huh. Right, good luck in whatever you do.
Thank you.
The Bert Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today. The Bert Show.
Spend more time on this list later on today, but I found the 12 wedding statistics that'll surprise you.
Okay.
And just the first one right off the bat, man, dude, now I understand why people are so stressed out in their first year of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
The average budget for just the wedding ceremony and the reception now, $28,385, y'all.
Easily.
Whoa.
I had no
and that's,
idea.
I would say that's on the low end of things, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. If you're going to have guests and let them drink all night and feed them all night and have flowers and a dress and all the things that go along with it, yeah.
Ooh.
$28,385. That's got to be why producer Joanne is all stressed out right mm-hmm. now. There goes the dream right there. The average engagement ring costs $5,847.
And the dude has to pay for that.
Dude's got to pick that up.
Wendy's like, that's not stressing me out. Like,
those two things combined right there, man. Right?
No way.
You can save money there.
The average number of friends the bride will force to buy a dress that they hate is 5. Groomsmen is 5 as well, only because generally guy can't find 5 friends. Girl dictates how many we're going to have in that whole thing. And only 19% of brides hire a wedding planner.
Because well, they can get expensive. Yeah.
I believe that.
And I think that a lot of places, wherever you have your reception, has a coordinator on site. So that's who they use instead of hiring an independent planner.
I gotcha. Cool.
The Bert Show.
Dude, I am so distracted this morning by the fans that are like rolling in here. The air conditioning has been out here for a week. And I think the engineers found out late. I think we were all bitching about it, but nobody actually told the engineers about it. So they jumped on it late. And by the time they told the entire office about it, we were 3 days into the making. So what they've done is they've set up these makeshift fans. And I'm not even sure you guys can hear them on the air.
I think you can.
I think you can. We sound like an AM station.
It's distracting to me, though, man.
But it feels so much better in here. The fans are working.
I can't
so at least we got
that.
Yeah, that's true. The temperature's way better.
Yes. I was moist yesterday walking out of here. I was, man.
It was
like lazy.
Oppressive.
It was. It totally was.
Bad timing for AC to go out.
You're on The Bert Show.
We found out Jen Hobby has a weird irritation with nut allergies.
Yeah. This came up randomly.
It was really random.
I know. It is such a random thing. But I guess I need to probably, and I will say, I am ignorant about nut allergies and the severity of them. But I am shocked by the widespread nature of kids who can't have nuts even in the same room as them. I am shocked by the fact that my my best friends that have small children and that go to preschool and are now in elementary school and stuff can't bring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to school anymore. Like, they're not allowed to eat them. I'm like, how else do you raise a kid without peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Like, now, you were, that's how I grew up.
Well,
you
if
know?
Your kid is going to die, you can stay away from it.
But
the,
I'm just
the implication in the meeting was that you think it's fake?
No. I don't think it's fake.
There's judgment placed
on it. I'm just like, really? Like, how is it possible that kids now are so much more allergic to nuts than they ever used to be? And to me, it's like, maybe, I don't know. It seems to me to be at a source of, like, far overprotective parents, but maybe not. Maybe I'm ignorant on the whole thing.
I think parents are going to come on right now, and they're going to give you a full education about this. Let me give the phone number out. 1-877-588-BERT, which is B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378.
I mean, I have to say, I have to back Jen up, because when I was young, there was no lactose intolerance and there was no peanut allergy.
Yeah, what?
So what has
why
happened?
Now?
Yeah, what, like, has happened?
Why is it so much more widespread now? Why do you have to ban peanut butter? And they're talking about, Jeff sent us an article the other day, they're talking about banning peanuts on airplanes
because of
nut allergies. And that's going to affect, like, all this industry in Georgia, because, like, a humongous percentage of the peanuts that are put on airplanes are made in Georgia.
Here's the only experience I know about is that in my son's school, they're not allowed to have peanuts anywhere in the school because there's one child in the school that even if he breathes it, if the peanut go airborne somehow, some way, and he breathes it, I mean, he's got to be rushed to the hospital.
You're talking about near-death experience.
But I want to know,
I sat next to a woman on the airplane coming back from American Idol, coming back from Los Angeles, and she told me all about how her son had this severe nut allergy that he had to have an EpiPen with him at all times. Because, like Bert said, an EpiPen, which is what they give to people who have those bee allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember kids that were allergic to bees, and their throat can close and whatever else, but they always had an EpiPen on them because...
If they're stung by them.
If they're stung by the bee, then they whatever. She has the same or similar thing for her kid with peanuts.
But in the meeting, and Melissa, you kind of hopped on this bandwagon, you were passing judgment on the parents, and why... Why do you not like the parents of people who have a medical condition?
I just raise an eyebrow. Like, are they, well, I don't know. Are they overprotective parents? Or really, is there, like, this more severe, like, plague of nut allergies these days than there was when I was a kid?
And you said it's nut allergies and multiple sclerosis?
Oh, shut up.
I mean, no, it is confusing. Okay, we're not parents, and I know that's the first thing that people say in their sentences. Okay, oh, you're not a parent, so you don't understand. Okay, well, now we have that out of the way. But, because that term irritates the hell out of me. However, from the outside looking in, it is odd. It is odd.
Well, think about it, because, I mean, using Jen's setup here, think about, like, peanuts are part of a kid's childhood.
Yeah.
So if you have the child that is allergic to that, think about how paranoid you are all the time by the surrounding kids eating peanuts in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or opening them up on a plane. It freaks you right out.
I don't understand the airborne thing.
Yeah, that
I've never
get.
Heard of. Because like you said with the bee thing, the bee is stinging you. It's not being around a bee.
Right.
So
this is fascinating.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Here's Greg. Good morning, Greg. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Oh, my Lord. Hey, I completely agree with Jen. I'm getting ready to have a baby, and my wife and I are having the same argument. I think it's because parents are so scared they aren't letting their children be exposed to the things that we were exposed to as children.
Oh.
You know, they're not using dyes and laundry detergents. They're bleaching everything. Everything's organic. I think that's what it is. They're scared of peanuts, so they're not giving it to them at an early age.
But you wouldn't have a fear of that unless your kid was exposed and had a bad reaction, right?
No, you're going to get the fear because everybody else is, you know, oh, my kid's going to die. My kid might die or something like that.
So he thinks it's kind of an over-paranoia of parents. But if you had a kid who almost died over it, sure, you'd be paranoid about it. I just don't understand why it's so much more widespread. Because, like, I can't imagine raising a kid without peanut butter and jelly or peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Here is Moster.
Peanut butter.
I thought parents were going to call up and hammer you guys, especially the ones that have kids that have peanut allergies. But most are calling up supporting you guys.
They're awesome. Those parents are being helicopter parents somewhere else right now. They're not listening.
Jen Hobby,
everybody.
Can I make a joke on this station? You talk about little girls in their panties all the time, and nobody comes down on
not
you.
Not on the air.
You can't make a Jen Hobby, everybody. I can't make a joke without somebody coming down on me, and you make jokes because that are out of control all the time. So you
because
shut it.
You are making jokes about people with health conditions.
Shut up.
It's not like somebody got
I'm
mice because
jokes
they're
about
dirty.
Their parents.
All right, can we get back to the next?
How does it look underneath that bus that Jeff just drove over you?
Yeah, seriously.
Hey, Mary, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. Completely agree with Jen.
Come on, y'all. I mean, if your kid has an allergy,
medical condition.
If your kid has an allergy, your kid has an allergy, right?
Okay, there are kids with allergies, and I believe that there are the rare exceptions of people that do have this severe condition. And I believe this with allergies kind of across the board. I had a friend over at my house for 7 hours the other night, and he was perfectly fine until he found out I had a cat, and then all of a sudden... I'm going to die because you have a cat. And I'm like, you've been in this house for 7 hours.
So they weren't having the reaction until you said that you had cats and then...
No!
Okay.
So he was faking his allergy because of... I look at, to me, allergies are the same as gay. Like, you don't choose to have them. You're born that way.
I'm so glad that you showed so much respect by comparing those
like,
two things.
Who would, seriously, who would really? Choose
no.
to have a life
I cannot take you seriously, where so
they would have,
say seriously.
Where they would have itchy eyes.
That's how we're going to refer to Melissa when we're talking about her dating women, is we're going to just say she has a peanut allergy from now on.
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys. I feel so comfortable in this room.
Well, she does
and
kind
respect
of have it.
And deeply respected.
She technically does have a nut allergy.
Too oh easy. God, yeah. Too easy. Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I agree that parents are overreactive, but nut allergies actually get worse every time that you have a reaction to it.
Really?
So, yeah. Or at least from the people that I know, and I know several people with peanut allergies, every time they have a reaction, it is worse the next time.
Well, I'm confused because I know no one with a peanut allergy and have never known anybody all growing up.
It's a new thing.
Yeah.
It's a new trend.
It's a trend.
The hormones in the milk.
It all comes back to that.
All the milk.
Yep.
Ashley, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, I work at a preschool, and we have 3 kids at our preschool who are allergic to peanuts.
Uh-huh.
And just last week, a kid brought in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch, and they know they're not supposed to have peanut butter and jelly. And one of the kids' throats almost closed up, and we had to use an EpiPen on him, and we had to rush him to the emergency room because he breathed the same air.
So it's real.
What is going on?
It is real.
I know that it's real. I just don't understand it. I can't understand why this is such a new thing. 3 kids in 1 preschool class have the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter is going to become like crack. Kids are going to be like, I got to get my hands on the peanut butter. They're keeping it away from me.
We're going to start running commercials with little kids.
Yeah, instead of meth, it's going to be the peanut butter campaign.
We never said it wasn't real. It's just
weird.
It's right. Obviously, I am starting to see your point. It is definitely bad parenting.
Bert, can we call your friend?
It's not a friend. It's just somebody in school. I don't even know who the person is.
I mean, your friend Sanjay Gupta.
Oh, yeah. Sanjay's going to be on
tomorrow.
He would know.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were about to call him, like, his friend, you know, who's in that organization that could do away with Jeff.
Yeah, call that friend, too.
Hey, can you call your friend?
Have Jeff taken out. All right, Tara, I've got about 30 seconds here. What do you have?
Hey, you know, when you see your child blow up like a balloon, their eyes swell shut, their whole face, when they have a reaction like that, you understand how severe it can be. And then as far as schools go, you know, that's when you send your kid off to school, you just want to think they're safe. So when things like peanut butter, and you know how sticky peanut butter can be, it's on everything. You know, if one kid touches something, they're just so messy. Mm-hmm. And that's all it takes is one drop for somebody who's severe. So it is a big deal. And even though it seems weird, it can kill you. It can kill my kid.
I think the theory that Jen has is that for every one child that really has an allergy to it, there are 10 parents that are freaked out that their child has it and won't allow them around it.
I didn't say that.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't say that. You said that.
No, that's what I interpreted you saying.
No.
Next hour, Jen Hobby confronts people who have curvature of the spine and why that's not real.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Hi,
Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
This is The Bert Show.
Jeff just told me I have a skill that he wishes to acquire, which I may have to help him with next week.
Yeah, it really shrinks. This is a penis shrinker. When you're at a...
I don't know what you're about to say, but I know it's already happened to me.
And you can and you can show me how for this not to happen, Bert. I always feel a little bit emasculated when I'm at a party and there's bottled beer that has to be opened with a...
Bottle opener?
Bottle opener. Because I can't do it unless I have a bottle opener. And I know there, and I've never been able to. And there's guys who can do it using wedding bands, and there's guys who can do it using other beer bottles and edges of tables and keys and their teeth and their butt and all sorts of stuff.
Lighters.
Lighters, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I hate that because I can't do it. So I always have to go up to people and, hey, Dean, will you open my beer for me?
Oh, that is weak.
That's
a dude.
Yeah.
That's like me having to ask another guy to tie my tie because I don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just slip this over my head, bro?
Yeah, but the difference is when I'm asking somebody to open a bottle of beer, they can actually take it and do it. When you have to have somebody tie your tie, they're standing behind you with their arms around you.
It's just different levels of emasculation.
I was going to say, I think that you're yeah, comparing apples and apples.
Although I have tried that. Here, where you open this, and then we stand in front of a mirror, and I stand behind him and wrap my arms around him and hold the beer out. They don't like that. But I would like... I've always wanted to ask someone to teach me how to do that, but that right there would completely... invert my testes and turn them into a vagina.
Would it be worse if Melissa and I taught you how to do it?
Yeah. Shut up. Yeah.
Because you talk about vagina, honey. Jen and I know how to do it.
Yeah,
with,
come on.
Yeah.
With your vagina?
Yes, actually.
With my
vagina. Tell
you
what, Carter, that's impressive.
Jeff was just telling us that when he's at a party that if there are beers around and he doesn't have a bottle opener, he has no way of opening the bottle because he doesn't know how. This is the only one that I can do. Is the one where you take an edge like here,
yeah,
and you just put the bottle, the cap on top, and you just hit it with your other hand, and it can pop off within the first two.
You can't do this at other people's homes with like nice countertops, do you?
No, you generally can go outside.
That is an antique table.
You can go outside and you can find something that looks cheap.
You can find like a table or a wall or something that you're not going to damage.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're really good at it, you can actually do it like on anything that's really wooden. It's just a little. Has a little of an edge, anything.
But you're not going to put a dent in it, are you?
Well, sometimes that happens. It did happen, I think, on a plastic chair last night at these people's homes.
A plastic chair is fine.
Yeah.
Or a wooden, like, picnic table, whatever.
Right, a little chip in it, just gives it a little character.
You're not doing it on somebody's granite countertop or something.
I had this marble imported from Italy. What are you doing?
Right. Oh, my God, that's my mother's urn.
Oh, God.
The problem with not knowing how to do it is if you don't know how to do it right, the only thing that would be even more emasculating than having to hand your bottle to someone else to do it is attempting to do it like 9 times and then to hand your bottle.
Yes.
Like where you're over there.
Uh-huh.
Dude, what are you doing? I got it! Go inside!
That did happen to me a couple times at that party last night, and that's why my hand is so sore today. I swear to you. I'm going to come in here in a big old cast tomorrow.
What happened, Bert?
All right, let's introduce you early Bert Show listeners to Laura here, who called the show. Oh, hold on one sec, Philip. Philip wants to help you also, Jeff.
Right. This reminds me of the time that I couldn't help Jessica do stuff around the house because I hurt my hand playing Golden Tee.
What?
Same level of emasculinity.
Yeah, that's an injury you got to
hide. Dude.
Hey, Philip, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Doing well. Just calling to let you know, any key will do to open that beer. You don't need to hurt your hand anymore.
Yeah, I saw a dude do that at the party last night also. I don't have that skill. Any key that you have on your keychain can open a bottle if you know how to do it properly.
Put the bottle between your thumb and forefinger and put the key over your forefinger and pop that baby off.
Sure. Easy. Yeah. No problem. If I attempted that, I would, number one, set off the alarm to my car, number two, break the key so I couldn't go home, and number three, not be able to open the bottle and still have to hand it to somebody else to open.
And from in that position, the dude sort of had to put the bottle between his legs to do that. So if you're doing that over and over and over again, it is really not a pretty sight.
And then when you do pop it open, it splashes all over you, and then you have to stand up.
Man, there's some dudes that things as a dude that you should just know how to do. This is one of them. Hey, Jessica, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Oh, great.
Good morning.
Cool.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Hey. Jessica, what kind of advice do you have for guys that can't open up beer bottles unless they have a bottle opener?
Drink
First
Sprite.
Of all, I'm sorry, Jess. You can't do it. I can't. But there is actually an app on the iPhone called WikiHow, and I was kind of glancing through there. There's different ways with the lighter, the keys, and everything on how to open up the beer bottles.
I'm well aware because my friends know how to do them all.
Yeah.
I've seen them all. I tried, I almost bumped my finger off or something trying to do the ring one, so I can't do that one. But yeah, it's on WikiHow, and it has all these different ways of opening up beer bottles without an opener.
Feel better.
Appreciate you. Thanks for letting me know that there are answers on the internet.
Yeah, but he can't do that because he tried to get his pre-order his iPhone yesterday and still couldn't even do that.
Yeah, I got shut
successfully.
Out.
So poor Jeff.
What a loser day. Yeah. You're a loser.
I had an ice cream cone that made me sick. couldn't open a beer. I can't even order something online.
Wow, you found out yesterday you are lactose intolerant. That is really a different step.
This is the Burt Show. Moto Casino,
America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.